Today's scripture is from the book of Acts, volume 9, chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. It says, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. He went to the high priest and asked for letters to the synagogues at Damascus that belonged in the way, men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you? Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you'll be told what you're to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice, but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. They held him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple in Damascus by the name of Ananias. And the Lord said to him in visions, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Go to the street called Straight Street and the house of Judas, and look for a man from Tarsus named Saul. At this moment, praying, as he was seen in the vision, a man called Ananias came to him and laid his hands on him so that he might have regained sight. But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard much about this thing, and he has done nothing to the saints in Jerusalem. And here he has the authority from the chief of priests to bind all who invoke your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is the instrument from whom I've chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias went and entered the house and laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother, you may regain your sight and be fulfilled with the Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and his sight was restored. He then got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he received to gain some strength. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.